This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1923. Don't avoid this episode, How to Prevent Mistakes in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
What is the difference between prevent and avoid? Today, we answer a great listener question with real-life examples, role plays, and more. Listen in to discover English alongside Lindsay and Michelle.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Are you avoiding me?
I wasn't. Like, I oh. wasn't, but...
No, I don't think you are. I don't think we'd be podcasting together if you were avoiding me. That's pretty awkward if you're avoiding somebody you work with.
That would be very awkward and frankly unprofessional, right?
We can't
really do that. We can only really do that in our personal lives, avoid someone.
But, right. Well, I don't think we should avoid people in general, but at work, that would be really bad.
Well, I mean, I have had the situation where, you know, do you ever have the situation? I think I've asked you this before on the podcast where you've become sort of friends with someone, you've hung out with them a few times, and then all of a sudden you realize it's not a friend match, right? Like there's romantic, but it's not even a match in terms of being friends. Maybe you don't have the same values or you're just kind of bored around the person. And how do you get out of that when they really want to be your friend? Like they keep texting you. What do you even say? Because there is a context for it romantically.
Right.
But in terms of friends, there's nothing really in our language to do that.
Yeah. It's incredibly awkward and
incredibly awkward
to do that. And because I don't think anybody ever wants to be mean. Like, I don't think people are like, I would like to be mean. Right.
No, of course not. Right.
So I think that it can be really uncomfortable. That's an awkward situation to feel like you want to avoid like a new friend or something.
So maybe we'll come back to that another day in a different episode.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'm the greatest at knowing how to do something like that. But I could think about it. But Lindsay, are you avoiding anything in your life?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, big question. Maybe the child decision. I might be avoiding that one a little bit, but I won't share too much on the show. But yeah, I might be, you know, kicking the can down the road a little bit too far, maybe.
Well, that is a big decision.
Right. We can avoid little things or we can also avoid big things, big life-changing things, right?
I think avoiding decisions is very common. Like I'm avoiding moving, like deciding where to move. And it's like when you know, like a decision needs to be made, but because I'm outgrowing my apartment.
Are you looking to move out of your apartment? Right. You guys are a big family now.
And, yeah, we're stuffed. Just, so
Yeah, it's too much. Too much. Okay.
But yeah, like those big decisions, like what you're saying, you can avoid them and put them off is an expression you can use to put something off.
You can, for sure. So we have a question from a listener today, mm-hmm. right? This is from Marcos. I'm going to go ahead and read the question. Are you ready, Michelle?
All right, yes, okay. Please.
He says, hi, guys. First of all, I want to thank you for your podcast. It's by far one of the best shows for English students. I'm a listener from the very beginning, 2015.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So Marcos is one of our longtime listeners, Michelle. I love that.
That's great. That's so nice. Yeah.
Thank you, Marcos, for listening. So here we go. I have a question for you. Could you explain the difference, different nuances between avoid and prevent too? Sometimes it's difficult to know how to use one or the other. Best, Marcos from Barcelona. I want to go to Barcelona.
Oh, me too. Oh, that would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. And it's funny because at first I was like, oh, well, this is obvious. And then as I got... I mean, not obvious, but I felt like I could just, you know, really plan this one. No problem. But then I was getting into it and like, it can be a little bit tricky. Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, what is prevent? Let's start with prevent.
OK, so guys, so write this down. Get ready because it's a great question. And, you know, there are layers to English. There are nuances. As Marco said, we're going to show you them now. So prevent means to stop something that you don't want to happen. Right. So maybe you're thinking ahead about something is coming. For example, in order to prevent luggage from weighing too much, we should pack light. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one. What else, Michelle?
Or she prevented an injury by using her hands to break her fall.
Ooh, then you break your wrists, right?
Yeah.
No, but that's good. Yeah, for sure. So preventing things. I'm trying to think of something recently. You know, yeah, I tried to prevent the wine bottles from breaking when I came back from Argentina. I had to bring back some Malbec, obviously. I tried to prevent them from breaking by wrapping them, you know, in lots of things and putting them in the middle of the suitcase, right?
Okay, good. Exactly. So avoid. Now let's move on to avoid. So this involves not being somewhere or not talking to someone. So the dictionary mentioned, I quote, to steer clear of, right, something or someone, right? So, for example, I'm going to avoid her because I don't want to have a confrontation.
That's kind of cool that the dictionary used sort of an idiom or an expression to define it, right? So that could be a bonus for our listeners today.
Steer clear
of something. It's good stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Yes.
Avoid her. So maybe, you know, not go near her, kind of if you're at a party and pretend you don't see someone.
Have you ever done that, Michelle?
Here, this is what I will do. Do you ever, like, you're walking down the street and you see, like, canvassers who are trying to stop you? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I try to avoid them. Sometimes I just look away, or sometimes I... A confession. Sometimes I pick up my phone and I pretend to be on it.
I've never done that. But I do sometimes like do a big loop around on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
it must be a tough job, right? That canvassing.
I feel for them. I actually feel for people who do this. It is hard. Mm-hmm. Like you really have to put yourself out there and just have, and like people don't want to stop to talk to you. So they're avoiding you.
Yeah. They often make fun of themselves and come up with a funny line. You know what I mean? Which is good. You have to have a sense of humor. If you're being rejected like 10,000 times a day.
Yeah. There's this one they set up right by my apartment. I forget what it was for. And every time I walk by, I'd be like with my two kids or like with like the baby, like feeding her and like pushing the stroller on the way to get my son, like from school. And I'm just like, so much. And then they're like, hey, super mom. I'm like,
hey, super mom. Like, wow, I love that.
No, I like.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's hard to. Yeah. But I do feel for
of
that.
Course.
Is not an easy job. But what's another example of avoid, Lindsay?
OK, lost my place. So let's see. Where are we? Why don't you hop in there, Michelle, for me?
OK, so the next example is let's avoid Times Square right now because there's too much traffic.
Yes. Avoid Times Square. And in general, I think I would recommend that all the time.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or someone might say, why are you avoiding me. Now, this is something that a close someone in your family might say, right? This is when you're closer to someone, you would say this.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you say it to someone you don't know well, that
it's weird.
Be way too strong.
It's weird. Yeah.
I don't think so. But okay, now let's switch these examples.
Okay.
And see if they still make sense. So this is kind of a exercise. So here, this goes back to the prevent example. So we originally said, what is with my headphone? We originally, I'm gonna stick that thing in my ear. We originally said, in order to prevent luggage from weighing too much, we should pack light. Now, let's switch it. In order to avoid luggage from weighing too much, we should pack light. Now, how does that sound to you?
It sounds a little weird to me. Does that sound weird to you?
It sounds a little bit weird to me in order to avoid. But like, technically, it kind of made it technically. I don't think there's a problem with it.
Well, I think grammatically, I would rather say in order to avoid having the luggage way too much. I think we need grammatically something different in there. You know, we'd have to go into the grammar another day on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In order to, or I'm not sure, maybe we'll get into keep something from doing something would be a bonus for today. Maybe we'll get into it later. In order to keep the luggage from weighing too much, we should pack light. But I think avoid luggage from weighing too much feels very...
Sounds a little bit off, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it works unless we change the wording.
Right, true. But now let's try this one. So we did, she prevented an injury by using her hands to break her fall. Now can you switch it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one works a little better. So she avoided an injury by using her hands to break her fall. So I think that's fine.
So it's kind of interesting because this is when I said, like, at first I started planning this episode. Okay, I got this. And then I'm like, sometimes you can use them a little bit more interchangeably. I think prevent is definitely a definite stop, whereas avoid in some contexts is more like you're
moving around something,
moving around it.
Right. Yeah, I would say that's probably true. Well, what about this next one? I'm going to prevent her because I don't want to have a so prevent her from doing what? Prevent.
Well, originally it was I'm going to avoid her.
No, so that
now,
does not
this
work.
This doesn't work.
Okay.
And now let's see what happens with the Times Square example. So we said, let's avoid Times Square right now because there's too much traffic. Let's prevent Times Square right now because there's too much traffic.
No,
we can't say that.
Right. So that's why I think avoid has a little something more to do with like kind of physical movement or not just physical, but like planning, logistics. Oh,
interesting, right? Like how we could switch, but Lindsay, could I say to you, why are you preventing me?
Well,
instead of why are you avoiding me? No.
No, you could say, why are you preventing me from doing something? But that changes the meaning, right?
Yeah,
it changes the meaning. So no, you can't say why are you preventing me just for avoiding? No. So in half the cases, Michelle, it's interchangeable, and the other half it's not.
Right. So like we found it might be a little bit easier to slot avoid in to prevent, but if the basic one is avoid, you can't necessarily. If it's truly about like getting around something in that context, then prevent won't work because prevent is really like stop.
Interesting. So this is trickier. This is a can of worms, as we say.
I know. Right. But we're going to go through it. We're going to go through it a little bit deeper.
I love it. Here we go.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now your bits. Feet, toes. Come on. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Okay, Michelle, so let's get deeper. We see the problem now. We see that sometimes they're interchangeable, sometimes they're not. Let's go deeper for our listeners here.
Okay. Well, basically, again, guys, I think the key difference is prevent is more about like really trying to stop something. Mm-hmm. Avoid is more about this process of getting around. Okay. It's more like about that process. But okay. So one expression that keeps popping into my head is like avoid any confusion, right? Do you ever hear that? Like in order to avoid any confusion.
Yeah. I would say
we should like in order to avoid any confusion, we'll post signs with directions to the classrooms.
Right, 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 right. So you're asking, could we say prevent any confusion?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think you could get away with that.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, right? Like, they're both about this attempt to stop it, right?
Right, 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 right. Yeah. Right.
We're attempting to stop something.
Mm. I think where it ends up being the most different is when you're talking about physical movement. Like your example, or actually my example, both of us said physically avoiding the people, the canvassers on the street.
Yeah.
Or like you veered to the left to avoid the car.
Right. Mm,
that's interesting. You veer to the left to avoid the car, but to prevent the accident. You don't veer to the left to prevent the car. So prevent would be more for events, right? And avoid could be for events or like people, physical obstructions.
Right.
Our way.
Right, 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 right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to prevent the people on the street.
Right.
I'm avoiding the canvassers. I'm not preventing them. However, I'm preventing them from talking to me.
Exactly. Yes. So that's good. That's a good insight there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. And here's another one. In order to prevent getting pickpocketed, I always wear a belly bag.
Yeah, we know you told us this story in London, Paris,
Amsterdam.
Okay, you got pickpocketed in Amsterdam. Yeah, it's okay. It happens to the best of us. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, in order to prevent getting pickpocketed. But if I say in order to avoid getting pickpocketed, I always wear a belly bag. Now, to me, the difference is to prevent getting pickpocketed sounds more like a definite thing.
It's an event, right? It's an event.
It's an event, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the truth is, I feel like avoid is the better decision because I can't completely prevent it.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, avoid, prevent. Right. So you're saying prevent kind of implies that we have more control over this event. Prevent. I mean, if you look at the word prevent, stop an event. Right.
Right. Look at you.
Oh, look at that. We're such linguists here at All Ears English. We're discovering our language alongside you guys.
So, right. No, I mean, I kind of think that this is cool. Like when we can really talk it through.
Yeah.
Together. Mm-hmm. And it's complicated. It is nuanced. So this listener is absolutely right. It is complicated. Yeah. But I think the basic things. There are some basic things to remember. So let's just remind our listeners of like those core things to remember. Avoid is more about like kind of getting away from some situation, from a person.
Or from a person.
Process, right? It could be from a person. It could be an event. Prevent is to stop something from happening.
Some event from happening. Yes, I love it. Those are the broad brushstrokes of the differences. And then at that point, guys, you're going to start using this in conversation. So should we give some examples?
Yeah. Should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do a role play. Let's jump into the role play and then maybe we'll come back to some more examples, right? So here we go, Michelle. What is happening?
All right. So, Lindsay, I haven't spoken to you in weeks.
Oh my gosh.
We ran into each other at the grocery store.
All right, here we go. All right. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hi, Lindsay.
Are you avoiding me?
What? No, of course not.
Oh, well, it seems like something is off. I want to make sure we talk through things in the future to prevent any issues when it comes to how the bills are paid.
Oh, Lindsay, I really want to avoid confrontation, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, but please don't prevent me from fixing the problem.
Okay. All right. We'll work it out. Let's talk about it.
Thanks. So, wow. Yeah. Did you say that we're roommates here? I didn't catch that part.
I guess we would be roommates.
Paying the bills?
Yeah, I guess we would be roommates. Yeah, that's true. I didn't say that specifically.
Oh, yeah. That's not good. Oh, man. I had roommates for so long, so many years, and you did too, Michelle. And there must have been so many awkward moments and paying bills, paying rent. My roommate used to get mad at me because I would get sick a lot in New York. I think the subway, all the germs. Mm-hmm. But I would still go out. Like I would sometimes still go. We're not talking about pandemic sick, right? This is like this is 2007 sick. Like a little cough, a little sore throat, no big deal. Yeah. and I would still go to work because you can't take so many days. You can't take every day off of work. You have to go to work. And she would get mad at me. And so we would really get into this weird back and forth about like, I have to work, but she would get sick. Right. So I would go out, get sick, bring it home.
Oh, and then she would get mad at you. Oh, my gosh.
For going to work.
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Roommate life, Michelle. What can you do?
Yeah.
So, all right. So this is a good example where we're throwing out prevent, avoid in a lot of different ways. So let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said, are you avoiding me?
Right. Are you avoiding me? Right. So I feel like socially something
avoiding a person.
A person avoiding a person. So we know that's definitely avoid. Because I would never say, are you preventing
me?
Never. Never. Okay. That's the one clear takeaway from today.
I know. We got a couple, but I know it is challenging. It's one of those things you'll be listening to now and you'll hear, oh, and I hear these ones.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the next one, Michelle, that I used?
Okay, so you said, I want to make sure we talk things through in the future to prevent any issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to prevent any issues. And I think here, I could also say avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's more about that situation.
The situation. I love it. And then you said, Lindsay, I really want to avoid confrontation. So I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I think also one other thing to say is that if you have a choice between the two, prevent feels a little more formal to me.
Yeah. 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 I think so, too. And avoid confrontation. I would almost say that that's just a chunk. Like, that's just kind of, you know, you say, I don't think you ever say like prevent confrontation. I feel it's just like you say to avoid confrontation.
Yeah, exactly. So we can learn this in chunks, too, guys. And you will start doing that as you're listening to English more and more. Mm-hmm. And then, Michelle, what else?
All right. And then you said, please don't prevent me from fixing the problem.
Right. And we could never put avoid there. Right. Please don't avoid me from fixing. Never.
No, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. And then I say, OK, we'll work it out. Let's talk. I just want to touch on our listener asked about prevent to. Do we ever say prevent to?
No, it's more often prevent from prevent you from doing something. Right.
Yeah.
We also don't say avoid to. Right. No. Right. So take out two entirely, Marco.
Goodbye.
Love it. Maybe just a quick real world example here. Michelle, are you doing anything right now to prevent something from happening? Are you doing anything to prevent something from happening?
Am I doing anything to prevent something from happening? I am. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I could throw in an example if you're drawing a blank, but did you have one? It sounds like you had an example.
No, I didn't. No. I actually, no. It's funny. Sometimes I write down these questions and then I should think of my answer when I'm planning it. But instead I'm like, well, let's see what Lindsay has to say.
Okay, put the bird on me. I got it. Well, I do have an answer. So every time it snows, we put down pet safe salt to prevent our dog from getting his paws irritated.
To prevent
our dog from getting his paw, because sometimes the salt you put on the road could really, like, we had to carry him home once. Like, we literally had to, like, put him on our shoulder and carry him home from the park because he had so much pain in his feet.
Oh, sweetie.
I know.
Right. So that's good to prevent it from happening.
Exactly.
You want to stop it completely. And I think that's almost stronger than avoid because.
Yeah.
It's a little bit stronger. You don't want him to be in that situation.
Yeah. So I think for our listeners, guys, you know, what's the takeaway here, Michelle? Where can we leave our listeners on this one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's more complicated than it seems, the difference between those two. Guys, I know Lindsay and I kind of went on this journey through this episode, discovering the differences and really learning about it. So I think one of the takeaways is like, don't stress sometimes about these differences.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you aren't really sure of the difference, start to just listen for it out. Listen maybe for some chunks you hear.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that there can be a lot of nuances and it's okay to kind of learn those things over time.
Yes.
Right. And to get used to it, right? It may not be something where right away it's like, one, like, boom, boom, here's the answer. Language is complicated and there are a lot of different things to it. And learning those nuances sometimes, you know, but what you can do is start with some of the basics.
Sure, for sure, for sure. And we've gotten started here today. There's no perfect grammatical formula that we can show you on this. Unfortunately, I wish there was. But don't forget that what matters is connection, not perfection. That's exactly what it always comes back to, Michelle. I love it.
Yeah, so good. Absolutely. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Guys, remember to hit follow on the podcast so that you never miss anything from All Ears English. And yeah, we'll see you on the next one.
All right. Good stuff, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.